One of the keys to energy saving is looking for something that you can't see and normally don't think about. This can be the insulation behind your walls or the different types of chips in your computer. While these things may seem small, they can lead to big savings down the road. And as an added bonus, they can also be good for the environment. UAF's Assistant Professor for Sustainable Energy, Tom Marsick, brought some of these changes to the Bristol Bay campus. They included changing incandescent light bulbs to LED light bulbs, using fewer bulbs, and getting rid of the office vending machine. Marsick says the changes started simply.
We have done a lot of things, mostly what I call low-hanging fruit, which means improvements that are easy and cheap to achieve.
The first change was altering lighting levels, which are often set too high in commercial buildings.
It's because the designers don't want to take the risk of designing the illumination too low.
LED lights, on the other hand, are initially more expensive, and while they emit less light, the lighting still meets the standards of the Illuminating Engineer Society. After the light bulbs, Marsick set a challenge to his students to come up with ways to curb another one of the campus's big emitters, the break room vending machine. The students came up with the vending miser.
It's a little device with an occupancy sensor, and it puts the vending machine into a lower power mode when it's not being used, like at night, for example. You know, there's no reason to have all the lights on that machine.
Despite installing the miser, the pesky vending machine was still using energy, and in the end, Marsick and his students decided to get rid of the machine altogether. In its place, the campus installed a water purifying filter.
It's free, it's healthier. I believe it's a win-win situation.
Obviously, the average person doesn't have a vending machine in their kitchen, but it does beg the question, if all these changes are so simple and efficient, then why isn't everyone switching to these cost-saving measures?
It's a great question. And I believe a part of the reason is that energy efficiency is mostly invisible.
As the old adage goes, out of sight, out of mind. Along with the visibility issue is the upfront cost of switching to more energy-efficient items. LED light bulbs can cost $10 to $15 more than a standard bulb, and only recently has enough data been collected to show the benefits. In an article published in the national news magazine Huffington Post, Marsick explained the math. LED lights save about 0.3 kilowatt hours a day and about 110 kilowatt hours in a year, which for the average American consumer amounts to $11 in annual savings per bulb. That leads to a substantial return on investment.
In an average situation in the US, if you replace an incandescent light bulb with an LED, your annual return on that investment is going to be about 200%. I'm going to repeat it, about 200%.
So what does Marsick hope will happen with this information?
So this information, I think, is relevant to everybody, because every single one of us uses energy, regardless of where we work and what we do. And just by having some basic knowledge about energy efficiency potential, we all can make an impact.
Those impacts can be both for our pocketbooks and the environment. From Dillingham, I'm Lawrence Hamilton.